Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Judith, and I had called about this problem before and basically didn't get any answers. And I just want to understand what my options are, okay?
Okay.
So what do you want information to know, get my account up or anything?
Sure. What is your service address?
70 Livingston Street, Rhinebeck, New York, 12572.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Judith. And what is your email address on file?
Well, I have two email addresses. It's probably judithjohnson118@gmail.com.
That's the one we have on file. And one more bit of information. How do you spell your last name?
Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Thank you much for verifying your information for me, Judith. So what is the issue you're having?
Okay. Ever since moving over to Archtop, it started out with one other person who I could not email. Now, I have two email accounts. I have the Gmail account, and I have another one that is associated with my website. Mm-hmm. So it's judith@judithjohnson.com. That's the one that I'm having trouble with. And what happens is I cannot send messages now. And I can't email my email list. I can't do anything from that account, because I get the message that I get back basically has 550 connection rejected is the message error that I get. SMTP error from remote mail server after end of data. And now it's spread to all addresses. It started with just one person where it would bump. And also, with that one person, since putting in Archtop, I can't send her text messages either. And she happens to be my editor, and I'm working on a book, and I can't do my work. And so I've spent hours, like Saturday, I spent 3 hours talking to Mac, to Apple, because I have Mac computer. I talked to HostGator, who hosts my website, and I talked to you guys, and everybody said that it's something about changing my IP address, that my IP address has a bad reputation.
I've never heard of someone saying that an IP address has a bad reputation, which is...
I know. Neither have I.
And I'm a techie. I do computer work for, you know, friends and family all the time. And I've never.
My IP address has a low reputation. I'm rereading it. Change your IP address because your IP address has a low reputation. That's what my website HostGator told me that.
That's interesting for them to say that. Can I ask you, are you utilizing our
router? No.
The router? No. Okay, so that's why I'm not able to see your system, because it's essentially you're going with our modem but not the router, so we're able to...
What happened was I was having internet trouble with Spectrum. And so when I saw you guys digging up the street in front of my house, I was so excited that I was going to get fiber optic internet and all this stuff. Couldn't wait, blah, blah, blah. You know, they set it up and there was no problem. They said, oh, yeah, I have a Google Nest router.
Okay.
And, you know, all of that was set up by the Archtop people, did all the hookup. To me, it's a black box. I have no concept of what to do. There's no way that I'm going to get somebody from Google to help me. You know, it's like, what the hell? I'm 76 years old. What the hell am I supposed to do? You know?
I understand that. Give me one second. I'm doing a quick IT research real quick.
Thanks.
All right.
And if there's anything else I could read to you, I mean, I had an error message, if that's of any help.
So because you're using your Google Nest, I'm actually just looking through this. This is actually from Google's website through their help page. The first one is an obvious duh. They're saying make sure your Wi-Fi is turned on, which pretty sure your Wi-Fi is on if you're able to actually access internet. The next step they said is to check your device's IP address. Make sure your device isn't configured to use a static IP, and it's not in the IP subnet range. Essentially, it's saying, hey, you want to make sure that your IP is set to dynamic, essentially. And the other thing is checking the Google Home app. Make sure your device isn't paused in the Google Home app. And that's actually directly from like the Google Nest help page.
And it's as though you're speaking a foreign language. I have none of that is anything that registers as information in my brain.
Okay. So do you have the Google Home app on your device, on your like your cell phone?
Hold on a second. Do I have a Google? Let me go on to Google. Oh, trying to figure out where I can put the phone where I can. There we go. Okay, so yes. Okay, so I have all the little boxes that have account, search, business, map, yada yada.
Okay.
What do you want me to open?
So this is actually going to be something that's on like your smartphone device. It's called Google Home. Essentially, it ties in
Wait a minute. I'm on a computer, not on a cell phone.
Let me see. I'm going to see if I can find. For web and the Nest app, the original Google Home. Okay. So, yeah. So.
I'm scrolling through all kinds of. Is it Google One? Is it.
So I'm looking through this real quick.
Google Analytics? No.
So just do a quick Google search for something called Google Home for PC.
Hold on a minute. I'm scrolling through. There's the whole I'm looking for Google Home PC, right?
You can actually. So I'm gonna give you a web address that you can navigate to. This is actually going to pretty much be the same thing that I was in. So you need to go to home home.google.com.
Okay.
And that should, and then you should be able to log in. And what that'll do is that'll give you like all of like the smart devices and connected devices that you have. And I'm looking at it from my cell phone. So it's asking me to get the app. I'm not going to do that.
Okay, I can tell you I'm on. Welcome to Google Home for web.
Okay.
You can now view all of your Nest camera live streams on Google Home for web. Goes on and on and on.
Okay, so that's going to be how you're able to control like your Wi-Fi information and everything. So this way you can actually check your.
Are you going to guide me through this?
I'm going to do the best I can.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
I don't want to have a low reputation IP address.
No, you are completely fine.
Okay.
So, one of the things is it's actually saying, so everything I am reading is it's saying that something in your Wi-Fi settings for your Nest is causing a block of your email. And that's actually from community managers, experts, and everything. They're saying that, having, you know, what's known as a DNS, which essentially is a server for your information to be routed through, is causing your email to fail. So on the Google Home app or for Google Home for web, do you see a box that states like Nest Wi-Fi?
Hold on. I have something that says try Nest Aware. I have something that says public preview. I have my Google account, more options. I have more info, help, send feedback about Google Home. Cameras, automations, household routines. Household routines, your bedtime, good morning, I'm home.
Yeah, that what that's for is essentially it's setting up automations. Like if you have smart devices like a smart light or something, you can set certain automation tasks for like if you want to wake up at a certain time, what it'll do is it'll turn a light on at a certain
Right.
temperature or color, so it helps you wake up. So it's something interesting to do.
Help, send feedback, more info.
Give me a sec. I am doing my best for.
Cameras, automation, bubble, but that doesn't get me anywhere.
Okay, so from the Google Home main page. Sorry, I'm getting.
So this is automations. It says, the tab itself says automations, Google Home.
It
As
should
opposed
not be
to
automations. I'm looking
go
for
back arrow and see if I get sign in Google accounts. I'm going back there to continue. First verify. Okay. I'm doing this again, and it takes me back. So the tab says automations dash Google Home.
okay. I'm because I now logged into mine just so I can have a look, see what's going on.
You don't have the ability. Do you have the ability to screen share?
No, ma'am, I sadly do not. We are
Okay.
actually we don't have that ability over our telecommunications.
Automations. So this whole thing, it's like when I switched over to Archtop. They sent a technician and he was lovely and he spent like an hour and a half here setting up everything inside. Is it possible to send a tech to do that to fix it? Because that's the only person who touched my settings.
It's possible. I would have to make a request because it's not something we can. It's not something that is specifically our fault. From like I said, everything I'm reading that's going on is due to the IP change going from Spectrum to us here at Archtop Fiber. Something changed in the DNS settings for your Wi-Fi. So this is essentially it's the Wi-Fi, your actual Wi-Fi device is the one that had a change, which does make sense when you do change service providers. Your IP address typically does change, and from what I'm understanding and from what I have been reading up while I've been on the call with you and trying to help walk you through all of this one is that the issue is around the what's known as a DNS server, which is, as I stated, it's a server address that allows your device to pretty much have a throughput to the internet. That's like, it's a back-end system that can, block ads if you have a certain one set or go to through a certain website. So that
Wait a
makes
minute,
it.
did you say a VPN?
No, it's not a VPN. It's called a DNS. So let me look up the definition for you so you understand. So DNS is a domain name system. So essentially, it's sending your information through a specific domain, like your website is its own domain.
Right.
So that's how it's trying to process through the information. And the one your Nest is set to is causing a stop on your emails for some odd reason.
Could it be that the Nest was set up just for the one email and not the other?
It's possible, yes.
Because I'm
So
wondering if that happened, because it's been ever since this I moved over to Archtop Fiber that this is messed up. And so maybe when they did the setup, they didn't do both email addresses.
it's potentially a cause of it. So from what I'm seeing, it's saying for the most part, so for your nest, it's actually stating that the best way to view it is with the what's known as the Google Home app, which means it's an app on your phone. So that's the how you would be able to add your Wi-Fi information and view it, so that way it can go through. I'm looking at everything right now, and everything on our end looks clear, but because you're using the your Nest, we can't see and troubleshoot that device. So that's why I'm trying to help walk you through all of this.
Yeah, I'm looking for the symbol of the Google Home. I have the Google Home app on my phone.
Yep. All you need to do is go ahead and launch that on your smart device, on your
Unlock
cell phone.
to sign in, continue. Enter your password. Who the hell knows?
It always happens.
Oh God, hold on a minute. Let me try something. Only have like 8 pages of all of these things. Hold on a minute. I need some light. Here we go. Wouldn't it be interesting if we didn't have to deal with all the people that were scam artists that make us have to do all of this self-protection?
No, and I understand that.
It's just, I mean, it's ridiculous. 2-step verification. Okay. Is your verification go code okay? Oops, it disappeared. Oh shit. Pardon me, I have a little potty mouth going on.
Oh, you're perfectly fine.
You hear it all the time, right? Okay, now how do I get back to that 289? Hopefully that'll do it.
So from
Confirm account. Use this account with Google Home. Okay. Blah, blah. Use another account. So would another account be the other email address?
potentially, I'm not too sure which one you would use. It would probably be your Google account. It
Okay.
should be the one that should be the login. Most Google websites use the Google account. And you haven't switched your IP host or anything for your website, correct?
Nothing.
Okay, so yeah.
The only thing that changed is I went to Archtop Fiber. And I had one person say to me, Jude, just change internet providers. It's the only way you're going to get this handled. And I'm like, I really want to stay with Archtop.
It's like they've got super fast internet. I like them. It's just the email issue.
Yeah, but the thing is I can't get anybody to come in and fix it for me. Unless I get a technician to come into my home and to handle this, because I can't do, I have no idea what I'm doing.
No, and I
Okay.
understand.
Notifications are, okay, I don't want notifications. Okay. So it says I have Wi-Fi, 2 devices. I have a lot more than 2 devices.
So what you want to do is click on the Wi-Fi, because what this is going to do, this is going to access the Nest's information.
You mean where it says Wi-Fi 2 devices? Okay.
Yes.
Everything looks good. Your network is online and all Wi-Fi points are connected. It has Infinite is my network. 2 points are all online. 5 devices. Well, isn't that lovely? It tells me everything's hunky-dory.
Is there a way to, because I I don't have a Nest device here in my actual
right.
home, so I can't actually help you on that one. So I can't do that kind of troubleshooting.
There is. I hit a button and a thing came up with help. What about if I hit help and said change IP address?
I would say change DNS, not IP.
Okay, let me try that again. See if I can get that to come up. Connect Google Nest or Home, share a home device, manage home and products, check that your devices are on the same Wi-Fi network, reboot your Chromecast or Google TV streamer. No. Search
okay.
help.
Okay, actually, you don't need to do this. I actually found the actual walkthrough from Google. So I can actually help you with this one. Because yay for actually Googling how to Google.
Okay, here I am. I'm ready.
All right. So on the main page,
yep.
Tap Favorites Wi-Fi Network Settings.
Wait a minute. Favorites? I'm not seeing that. Hold on a minute. Let me go back. Favorites.
And then you're going to click on, so tap Wi-Fi.
Wait a minute. Should I go into settings?
Yes, you need to go to your network settings.
Nest Wi-Fi router.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm on settings now for the... So what am I looking for?
So how this is going, I'm reading this directly from the Google Nest help desk,
right.
Is how to change my DNS server with Google Nest.
Okay.
So first it says open the Google Home app. You've already done that. You
yep.
tap favorites. Should be
okay.
the heart. Then you're going to tap Wi-Fi. Then you're going to tap on network settings.
It doesn't say network settings. Hold
does
on.
It just...
Oh, wait. Yes, it does. Down on the bottom. I just found it.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you want to go to advanced networking.
Advanced networking. Oh, okay.
So now in here, you should see a lot of different, you know, like numbers and letters and whatever. You need to find the setting called DNS.
DNS settings automatic.
Okay, so that's okay. That's interesting. So that means that it's automatically being routed through the Google servers. Is there another one that says IP address?
Hold on a minute. Manage IP addresses.
Okay, what is it? What do you have on there?
Well, I have to hit it. IP reservations. You have no DHCP IP reservations.
That's a good thing. That means that nothing is being blocked.
So if I go back, do you want me to go to DNS settings automatic?
Yes, then we want to make sure that your DNS settings are set to automatic because what that's
they
going
are.
To... Okay. What else do we have? Because I'm at the Google Nest Help Center just so I can.
Yeah.
Thank you
so much for trying to help me with this.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
I prayed before I made this call that I would have somebody that spoke English. First, my first threshold was please give me someone with English as a first language, and it went on from there. And somebody who's nice and kind and gives a shit. Oh, so I'm looking, do you want to know what I have on my page?
Yes, please.
I have network controls. I have use Wi-Fi protected access 3. Devices that aren't WPA3 compatible may have connection issues.
Don't worry about that.
UPnP, enable or disable universal plug and play.
You want to make sure that stays enabled.
Then I have IPv6, enable or disable IPv6, and that's disabled?
You will want to actually. Your internet service provider must also support IPv4. We don't support IPv6 only connections. So I would actually enable IPv6.
Just did it.
All right. So what that's going to do is that may actually help with your issues, because what that's going to do is, because I know us here at Archetype Viper, we are IPv4. We do enable that, and we are IPv6 as well. So we do cover both of those. So that could be one of the issues that was going on, is your IPv6, which is essentially like another layer of transmission data, wasn't enabled.
Do you want to quickly try emailing this woman and see if that makes a difference?
Yes, that would be actually much appreciated, since we've updated it. Did you make sure you clicked save? For the IPv6, you turned it on, and did you make sure you clicked save, if there was any option to save?
There's no option to hit save, but it is enabled now.
All right, fantastic. Go ahead and try an email address. Email and see if that works.
Okay, Ian Hutton. Test. All right, now I'm just making sure. Wait a minute, I've got to get it to come from the other account. There we go. Let's see what happens. It swooshed away. Now we're waiting for the mail delivery failure notice. Hasn't come yet.
We wait and we wait and we wait.
We pray and we pray and we pray. You mean it could be as simple as that one thing, huh?
That's usually the case.
Oh, I just got it.
Oh, you
mail
just got
it.
Okay.
Mail delivery failure. And it's still a status, the same thing, message. Action fails, status 5.0.0. Let me make sure that's the same number that I'm getting on all the mail. The other one was 550 connection rejected.
Okay, so I'm reading
these. This one is 5. The status is 5.0.0, remote MTA, blah, 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 blah. Diagnosed. Oh, no, it is still 550 connection rejected. So reading on to the other things I have network configuration, DNS settings, which is set to automatic, WAN connection, and it lists that. Router, LAN, IP, DHC,
So I'm actually reading into this. The 550 connection rejection error is an email that occurs when the recipient's mail server rejects an email. So it's not your servers that are rejecting the email, it's hers.
Okay, yesterday I sent an email to 4 people.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of their addresses rejected it.
Okay. And what server are you sending this with, Google or the?
The problem that I'm having is with judith@judithjohnson.com.
What kind of service what email services is actually being used for that? Was it like through the direct website, or is it through like Outlook?
Well, it's the one associated with my website, which is hosted by HostGator.
Okay. And are you sending those emails directly from like a login page on the website, or
sending them on my computer?
Okay.
Which is an Apple MacBook Air.
Okay.
And I have my Apple Mail server that I have everything linked in through. They were the first ones I called. They told me I had to. It had to do with the host Gator, and they're the ones who told me I'd have to call you guys, and you guys tell me that you can't do it. And so it's like that's where I am. Is everybody saying, you know, pass the buck? And
oh, I understand that. I'm reading through this real quick.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
And the same, there's one other line that I'll read to you. Underneath where it says 550 connection rejected, it says C, and then it gives an address that is spamhaus.org, query, blah, blah, blah. And when I go there, check spamhaus.org, verifying you are human, very successful. Has one listing. Please don't be alarmed. We understand finding your IP address, domain, yada, 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 on a block. It's on a block list.
Okay.
Can be worrying. This website will give you information about why you are listed and what you can do to ensure you don't get listed again.
So this... I'm reading through what Spamhaus is saying about something like this. So what this is stating is, so you, for like Gmail and stuff, you're able to send your emails through directly through Gmail and everything goes fine, correct?
Correct.
All right. So from what I'm reading from Spamhaus is your IP, so since you're sending the information directly like through your mail and everything, so... You might be having a... Give me a sec. I'm going to pull this back up.
Do you want me to read you what this is saying?
So... Spamhaus is...
I'm on Spamhaus Project website right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there... IP and domain reputation, one checker, one listing... And it says your IP address is either exhibiting suspect behavior, a misconfigured, or has a poor sending reputation. And that's what they told me at HostGator, is that it has a low reputation. As a result, this IP is listed in a CSS block list.
Okay.
Click on more information to see if you can request a delisting from the block list.
So that is actually something that's, you're going to have to communicate with Spamhaus for something like that, for that one. Cause what it's going through is it's saying, oh, hey, they're saying that your IP, which doesn't make any sense since it's a home connection, is saying, hey, we're not accepting this IP, which doesn't make sense cause it's coming from Google. Essentially, so the way the website reads it is your device is a Google device. It's an Apple device being transmitted through Google. So I would honestly put a request in through Spamhaus to see if they can. What they'll do is they'll ask you to run the checker for your IP address and then say, hey, I'm trying to send emails out from my PC at home, and it's stating that I'm not able to because apparently I'm being blocked by you guys. So from everything I'm reading, all of your information on our side and everything we can do with your actual Wi-Fi, your Nest is
right.
Is
so I'm on a block list.
You're on a block list. That's why it's going through. And it looks like that block list is directly through Spamhaus.
So is Spamhaus a legitimate business?
Oh, yes, they are a legitimate business. They essentially what they're kind of a email go-between for businesses and server providers. What's going on is it's saying it's taking in the information of what, you know, the IP address is being read about, and then going through. So what you will need to do is go to the Spamhaus project and just make the request saying, a legitimate email, everything was working fine, I changed my ISP, which is your internet service provider, and I would like to remove my IP from your block list so that I can send my emails out. So, and that's literally all that you'll need to do is make that request, and they may ask you a couple verification questions on their side, and they should be able to help you.
Right, that I don't even have a clue how to contact them.
All right, so what you'll need to do is just go to Spamhaus, spamhaus.org, and they should have a step-by-step guide. If need be, I'm looking through this.
What should be done here? Can I read you what it says here?
Sure.
What should be done about it? This issue is very likely to be caused by a personal device, such as a mobile phone with residential proxy malware or a spam bot installed on it. It is extremely rare that this for this to be the SMTP server at fault. And then it says something about dynamic IPs and mobile users. If you're not running a local mail server on this IP, please do the following.
And what does it say to do?
Go to, it's got this great big long address, and find out what your public IP is.
Okay.
Call your ISP, the company that is providing your internet access, which is you guys, via the IP you just looked up. Find out from your ISP if that can is there any way I can just email this to you?
Let me see. We can receive emails. If you'd like to, you can forward it to my email address, and I'd be happy to have a look at that.
Oh, God bless you. Okay.
So if you want to, so copy that text. I would suggest sending it from your Google so you don't have any issues.
Okay, edit, select all, hold on a minute, copy, going into my email, new message, paste it in, edit, paste, let me see if it came, does it look like, yeah, oh, it does look like it's going to give you the whole thing. Okay.
All yeah. right, so you want to send it to P-A-V-E-R-Y.
P-A-V.
E-R-Y.
E-R-Y.
At archtopfiber.com.
I guess I shouldn't put the subject as help because then it'll probably get please. I'll just put please.
No, that's perfectly fine. All right. Let's see if I receive that. I'm getting my email up and running on this one for the specifics.
Gosh, did I pay attention and make sure I was sending it from, hold on a minute, Judith Ann, hold on a minute. I did it wrong. Hold on. I sent it at the from the other email address.
Oh, no.
Hold on a minute. New message. Here we go. What was it again?
It's P. Avery.
P. Avery at Archtop. There we go.
It's archtopfiber.com. Yeah.
Okay, and it's coming from my Judith Johnson thing, and now I'm pasting the whole thing in again, and now I'm sending it.
Alrighty, let me pull up my Outlook. There we go. I'm seeing that now. Give me a second. Let me read through all this.
Tell me your name again.
My name's Phil. It's Philip Avery.
Phil, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to send good vibes your way.
Yeah, so let's see. All right, so here's what I would like you to do. Open up a new browser on your laptop.
Open up a new what?
What I want you to do is in your web browser,
in Google.
Yep, open up a new tab.
Yeah.
I want you to go to the whatismyip.net.
Whatismyip.net.
Yep.
This site can't be reached, and then it comes up. Your IP information, 204.11.163.1.
Can you, okay, that, so because the IP we have on file for you is 100.65.64.126.
Okay, hold on a second. I am going to take a picture of this screen with my cell phone. And go back into email, new message. Okay, it hasn't gone in there. I am going to send you from my Gmail account the picture I just took.
Okay. I should be receiving that here shortly.
Well, it does say your IP address details, IP type is IPv4, organization, Archtop Fiber, coordinates, local time, browser.
Yeah. So, yeah, your IP, it's providing the correct information.
But not the right IP information.
No, yeah, like I said, because the IP address we have, it says it's a learned IP. It says it's 100.65.64.126. That may not be what your IP, your actual IP address is for your personal PC, but that's just what your, what our system is reading it at. So that could be an issue. Let me ask a couple questions. So Judith, is it okay if I put you on a brief hold to try and see if I can't figure out what's going on, and because this is starting to give me puzzling thing is saying.
You want to just call me back?
I could definitely do that if you like, yeah. Judith. Just to make sure that.
Let me give you my landline, which is also from you, 845-516-5044, and that'll let me run around and get ready because I have a client coming in an hour, but we've got. We actually have 54 minutes to fix this now.
Well, hopefully we can get this issue fixed up. So I'm going to do some deep diving and digging, and I'm going to, you know, make a couple of messages and communications with people who have better experience at doing this kind of diving.
Yeah, but we now have the information that is at the bottom of what's going on here. I'm on a bad list.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent you that stuff, right?
Yes, you sent me those emails. That is correct.
Right. So you have it. So we have the information we need. It's just now we have to figure out what to do with it.
Correct.
Excellent. We're on track.
I will do some digging and see what I can do to help you going forward. Okay, Judith?
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
I will be calling you back as soon as I have an answer for you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.